spread them.
Do you ever eat tamales?
Don't like them. I don't like them.
They're not for everybody.
A lot of people do. When I went in the Army, I was up in Washington, and I went to a restaurant there, and they said enchiladas. I said, boy, I haven't had any of those in a long time. I said, I want the enchiladas. They brought me two tamales. I told the waitress, those are tamales. She says, well, the cook says they're enchiladas. I said, well, you can tell your cook those are tamales. And I wouldn't eat. I don't like them.
That's
something about the doughy.
Yeah, they don't have much taste except they're just very hot.
Well, hot. Yeah, well, that's the only thing you put in the chili powder. Mm-hmm. And I'm not real big on picante anymore. Mm. When I left here, really, to go off to school, I missed Leo something fierce. Mm-hmm. Number four,
yeah,
red enchiladas plate, you know. And after being gone for, of course, although I came back summer, and then I went off the Army, and the first thing I want to do is go down there and get a plate of red enchiladas. And, oh, boy, it upset my stomach.
I didn't realize Leo's had been around that long.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Well, they're disintegrated now.
It's Leo.
It was Leo Collins. Bill Avila is part of the family. Mm-hmm. And you probably went to school with, let's see, Andy's older than you.
Yeah, I don't think I went to school with them.
Andy's my daughter Carol's age. She's 36.
If I did, I didn't know it.
Yeah. But, you know, in the Toltec building downtown across from the old courthouse was the original number one Leo's. And that's where they took the jurors to eat over there all the time. Mm-hmm. And out in the middle, on a little pedestal or a dais out in the middle, was a Mexican woman making tortillas like this. Mm-hmm. Just patting them with her hand, you know, mm-hmm. they'd take little balls.
Yeah.
And that was the number one. There was one on the corner of Cotton in Wyoming. And then Bill took the one, he put it here in Coronado Center, and then he moved that and built it over here. Mm-hmm. And and they put one out in Shelmont. And that's one of Shelmont's been there since I was in college. And mm-hmm. it's not there anymore. But, yeah, it was a chain. There was like six or seven of them.
I even saw one in Tucson.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It was a Leo's.
I don't know,
huh?
If it's, yeah, it was a Leo's. It had the same sign, and I don't know if it was the family or somebody that was related to the family. Or, you know.
Well, there's quite a few, and the guy's name was Leo. That's not Spanish, but
Leo.
Well, that was his name, and that's where the Leo's came
from. Sounds like a good Irish name.
Yes, but I know Bill.
But that's the best Mexican food I know.
I like it, and my kids. My oldest daughter lives in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing they want to do when they come here. She's got to have her Leo's fixed. Of course, they go to Avila's. But
well, how about that Mexican food in San Antonio? Boy, that's different, isn't it?
I didn't eat a whole lot when I was stationed down there. But if you go out that river walk and go to El Rio, it's like somebody from New York did it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The tortilla chips are like rocks.
Well, it's like the commercial that this stuff's made in New York City.
Yeah, and of course we'd say this stuff's made in San Antonio.
And that's what they're selling. They're pushing the picante sauce,
paste
picante, yeah, from San Antonio. Yeah. Well, of course there are plenty of Mexicans there. And Houston's learning. When I first went down to college there, their Mexican restaurants, they didn't know what they were doing.
Really?
Just
my
awful. Yeah, they have it in sauce. The sauce was like brown potato, mashed potato gravy.
Ew.
But anyway, I when I'm gone from here a while, I need a taco fix, but my wife can do them better than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not any special thing. It's just good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you grow stuff in your garden?
No, never have.
Never have, huh?
No, more of a nuisance than it's worth. And so it's grass and shrubs. I don't even grow flowers. I'm trying to grow some roses now, but